FM 90.3 WJTL, Michael W. Smith, Surrounded, Fight My Battles. What a great tune. Good morning to you, 7:04.
No Surrender Tour featuring Behold the Beloved, Relentless Flood, and Chaotic Resemblance is happening on Thursday in Landis Hall at the Junction Center. You can grab your tickets at junctioncenterproductions.com.
And our special guests today are kind of traveling with Behold the Beloved. Is that right, Amy?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we love being on tour with them.
Yeah, Amy Thurston is here. She's with Hope Inspire Love. Give a shout out to your Behold the Beloved friends.
Yes, Behold the Beloved. We're so excited to be with you on Thursday in this tour and meeting all of you beautiful people coming out to the Junction Center.
Yeah.
Hope to see you guys there.
That'll be fun. Anybody else who wants to say hi to
you? Oh my
word,
Fred, we were just talking this morning about some good friends, the Loxtons and Dana, and so old friends of WJTL, still friends, right?
Well, Paul texted me yesterday and he said you have to ask Amy. She and Dana were best friends growing up. And fun fact, you were with Dana when they were having Derek.
Yep.
At the hospital. So yeah, long time. Paul was our first station manager here and known he and Kay for a long, long time.
So. Well, I'm glad he didn't tell you too many stories, but dear, dear friends. So Paul and Kay and Dana, hi, and I hope you're listening.
And Rick Steimling, you know Rick as well.
Absolutely.
You kind of know everybody, like Amy Hershey, all these people I know.
Yeah, so I think I should just be here more often.
You were going to go into radio, you said.
I did, in middle school. I came here, had an experience here, and thought, I think I want to do this.
Yeah, so you shadowed us.
Yeah.
How fun.
I know.
Yeah.
Memories. And it was only like 3 years ago.
Yeah, I know that's not true. Seems like 3 years ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us about Hope Inspires Love.
Absolutely. So we are Hope Inspire Love is a community impact, faith-centered nonprofit right here in Lake Lancaster dedicated to fight human trafficking and exploitation. And we are just so passionate about this and know that it is a huge issue right here in our community. Right. And so we're doing this in three different ways. So we're doing this through our trauma-informed mentorship program. We're working alongside young women who have been exploited or trafficked and could be at risk for this, coming alongside providing like life support, mentoring, and helping them succeed in their journey, as well as prevention education. So we're going into schools, churches, working with healthcare workers, businesses, helping them understand how to spot the signs, how to know what to do, or how to change maybe their protocols and what they're doing to make sure they're the best support for those that are coming into their centers. One of our other things is our parent seminar. We are so passionate about educating parents about what trafficking is and what their kids are doing on their cell phones, their devices,
right?
How they're being lured through social media. And so we do a whole seminar on how to talk to your kids at different ages about this topic. It's heavy, but there's hope because the more we can prevent it, then this wouldn't be happening. Yeah. And then third is our awareness and outreach, going into our community, getting community members involved, because when then they're involved, then they can make a difference and change the world with knowing about trafficking and knowing that they can make a difference and help those survivors in our communities.
So you're available to go into churches or small groups to talk about this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think a lot of people think it's a heavy topic, and it is. It's a hard topic
say,
how do we talk about this and what am I going to walk away with? And I think a lot of times, somebody the other day told me, once we talked about what exploitation was, they could finally like put their finger on, wait, that's what happened to me when I was a teenager.
Oh, wow.
And for so many years, I've been battling and trying to understand what it is. So it doesn't mean that you've had to be trafficked or you've been exploited. You could say, oh my word, I was at risk.
Yeah.
And how could I help somebody else not be in the shoes that I was in at a younger age? And how can we prevent it so this does not keep happening?
Wow. If folks want more information, they can visit you online.
Yes. If you want to go to hopeinspirelove.org, you can learn more about our organization.
Another way they could find out and get involved is with your Freedom Walk.
Oh, we are so excited about this. So October 1st is our Freedom Walk. It's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's in Musser Park in Lancaster City.
We've
been doing this event for the last 3 years, and it's been amazing to see people come out and not just be a part of the event, but learn more about what's happening here in our community, learn about other organizations that are fighting this in our community and within about an hour radius of here. It's a family-friendly awareness event and fundraising event. And what it's doing, it's rallying thousands of abolitionists, taking thousands of steps, showing up to make a difference in our community. So I think we have to remember that just taking those steps, it's a 2-mile walk, And we realized that we want kids involved because this is a family-friendly event.
Right.
So what we're doing is with those steps, we want your kids to say, hey, we're taking a walk for this individual. We're stepping into this season for them. And so then this year we incorporated a kids walk. So not, you know, you've got that 2 mile walk and imagine those little kids, you're trying to tote them around.
Yeah.
What we're doing this year is we have the kids friendly event where we have a kids tent. We have a kids walk just around the park so the parents can stay around the park with their kiddos and then have that experience for them, because we feel that if we can educate and we can bring more awareness at a younger age, the more prevention can happen.
Yeah, definitely. If folks want to be a part of the Freedom Walk, can they sign up online?
Yes, freedomwalkpa.org. You can register there. We're going to have food trucks present. We're going to have a simulation tent where you can walk through and understand what trafficking is through the eyes of a survivor and learning a story and how to make decisions of what would look best for them in that situation, as well as learn about what is trafficking and what's happening right here.
Check it out online, freedomwalkpa.org. We'll talk more with Amy coming up. She's going to give us more details about the walk, so stick around. Jason Gray, Matt Carney, and more up next.